God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Every life has its battles, and it doesn't matter whether you are a loser or you are a complete victor. There are battles ahead. And I'm here to tell you that God designed you for victory, for depending upon Him, and for facing a life that is not without its battles, but a life in which we seek victory by submission to God. When Israel came into Canaan, there are three very important lessons that we learn just from God's words through Moses to these people. The first is this: every scenario that Moses imagined assumed victory. This is a victory ethic. Chapter 20, verse 1 says, "When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." So they were not to pray for lesser enemies, they were to trust in a greater God. And every scenario that we have, there are a couple. There is a scenario of coming to a city where they are to fight. There's another one coming to a city where they might lay siege. There are a couple scenarios, but every scenario assumes victory, not because these people were great, but because their God was, and therefore they were not to fear, they were to hear. "Hear, O Israel, let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." That's the first four verses in essence of this chapter. So remember that as Moses talked to these people, every scenario assumed victory. And friend, let me tell you something. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There are a lot of bad scenarios that could play out about your day and in your mind right now. But realize that while there are battles, there is a God. And when we fear him, we need not fear the enemy. The second lesson we learn here is that as Moses talked to these people, every scenario demands planning past victory. So, for instance, in verse 18, when they took a city, they were not to learn their ways. In verse 19, when they took their city, they were not to chop down the fruit trees and therefore starve, even after they had victory over this land. Look, God has saved you, but you need his grace tomorrow just as certainly as you needed it yesterday. And if God could save your soul for eternity, don't you think he could help your life in time today? And the answer is yes. So every scenario demands planning past victory and demands God's guidance for the next day just as it demanded guidance for the day before. God brought them out of Egypt. God was going to bring them into Canaan. God saved your soul. God can guide your life. Third lesson we learn here is that every scenario here guards against snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. So for instance, and I've already mentioned this, they weren't to learn the ways of the people over whom they had victory. And they weren't to chop down the fruit trees. What good is a land if it's a scorched earth policy? You know, when a military takes a scorched earth policy, it's because they're not certain of victory or they don't plan beyond victory. But with Israel, their victory was as certain as their obedience to God. And the future was one that they needed to plan right now. They weren't to chop down the fruit trees because they'd need those fruit trees in coming days. In a nutshell, here's what I'm trying to say. God did not deliver you from Egypt only to defeat you in Canaan. If you trusted the Lord Jesus to save you, well and good. That's wonderful. But there are battles ahead. There are victories to be won. There's a Canaan to possess. And there's a God who is worthy of your trust in every challenge of the day ahead.